Take us down gently, Sergei ordered. Vasily took the Lomonosov's controls again and turned the bow down a few degrees. 140 meters. 141. Beyond the reinforced glass, the ocean already looked almost blue-black, despite their image intensifiers. Here and there they could just barely make out streaks of light, sparkles and dim flashes caused by the sea life. When the sun shone on the surface of the ocean, the blue wavelengths of the light were scattered in every possible direction, making the sea look azure under the clear sky. The red wavelengths were absorbed by the surface layers. The deeper the Lomonosov penetrated beneath the waves, the more light had either reflected back or been absorbed by the water. At 30 meters down, the sea was already like a blue-green fog. As they had descended farther, the green had grown darker and colder. Then the blue-green had gradually, almost imperceptibly, turned to a translucent blue that no longer resembled any colour you could see on the surface of the earth. When they went deeper, the remaining blue hues continued to darken until all that was left was black. Sergei knew that if they continued down far enough, the blackness would condense, growing more solid and dark, until it was blacker than any earthly black. Only 1% of sunlight managed to reach the depths where they were now, but it was not until 900 meters that they would enter the zone below which no frequency of sunlight could penetrate. Below that, the sea was a kingdom of perfect, eternal darkness, a sort of liquid Hades. From above fell a slow rain of pale, downy specks swirling in the currents. They looked and behaved deceptively like giant, fluffy snowflakes. Sergei thought marine snow was an apt name. Pale crustaceans drifted by the windows, so transparent they were hard to distinguish from the surrounding water.
"Nothing particularly breathtaking about the scenery today," Sergei remarked, "but then we wouldn't expect there to be."
"I think this is pretty amazing," Natalia said. The two men looked at each other and laughed.
"Well, that may be because you're seeing it all for the first time," Vasily said. "The charm wears off, although you do run into something new and interesting on almost every dive."
"What got you two into this line of work?" Natalia asked.
Vasily sighed. "They offered me the job, and the pay was good."
Natalia frowned, her expression disappointed and slightly reproachful. "That's it?"
"What, do you think oceanography is some sort of calling?" Vasily asked.
Natalia nodded. She turned to Sergei. "What about you? Why are you here right now?" Sergei laughed.
"The sea has always fascinated me," he said, briefly.